And good morning, listeners, and welcome to Monday Sports Roundup here on 101.5 FM, this 13th day of April. The middle of April almost. Sports headlines, Herald Sun Melbourne, Daily Telegraph Sydney. It's all about golf. We're about Rory McIlroy looking to end his Masters fairy tale at Augusta, and certainly we'll get to the result of that later in the program. And the Courier Mail in Brisbane, it's all about the NRL, with Maroon Stars Brothers headlining a list of young talent hitting the open market, which is set to send the player market into a frenzy not very far away. In rugby union, Super Rugby Pacific on the weekend, the Queensland Reds, well, they're back on the winning track, defeated the Crusaders. That's right, the mighty, all-powerful Crusaders on Saturday night in Brisbane, 31-26, in a game that was locked at 19-all with 10 to go. This was the Reds' first win against the Crusaders in Brisbane since 2011. They have a bye next round and they're fifth on the ladder. Club rugby, Sunshine Coast Rugby Union starts next Saturday. Caboolture will take on Maroochydore in the men's A grade. Had their second of their trial games against Brothers on Saturday, so they should be in good form and raring to go. In basketball, in the Queensland State League, the men's Division 1, Moreton Bay, top of the ladder, 4 from 4. Sunshine Coast Phoenix, fifth. And in the women, the Sunshine Coast Phoenix are also 4 from 4 on their top of the ladder, Moreton Bay 8th. And the NBL 1 North, that starts this Friday when the Sunshine Coast Phoenix men's and women's, they'll take on the Northside Wizards at Maroochydore. No doubt, as we know from the weekend, athletics was top of the list. And what a great couple of days it was at the Australian National Athletics Championships in Sydney. But none bigger than the men's open 100 metres final, with sprint sensation Queenslander Lockie Kennedy cracking the 10-second barrier in the 100 metres final, and he claimed his first national athletics title at a time of just 9.96 seconds on Friday night in his heat, and then again he did the again on Saturday night in the final. Who said lightning doesn't strike twice? Now, it's interesting to note then that in the men's 200 metres final yesterday, another Queenslander, teenage sensation, Gout Gout, ran a time of 19.67 to shatter the world under 20 record and leapfrog Usain Bolt, who previously held the record with a time of 19.93 back in 2004. Aidan Murphy finished second in that final. He ran a time of 19.88. He also broke the Australian record. Lockie Kennedy withdrew from the 200 metres due to soreness. I wonder why, after he won the 100 metres. It was also a case of more Kennedys, as WA's Nina Kennedy claimed the women's pole vault title. Plenty of other great results. And if that's not enough, athletics, the Australian Junior Athletics title starts Tuesday, tomorrow, at the Queensland Athletics Centre, and para-athletes as well. That's for the under 14 to under 20-year-olds, our stars of the future. In golf, as we said, the US Masters, well, Rory McIlroy claimed his second consecutive title and the green jacket with a one-shot win over American Scottie Scheffler. Aussie Jason Day tied for 12th on minus 5. It's only the third time a defending champion has retained the title. Jack Nicklaus in 1966, Nick Faldo in 1990, and Tiger Woods in 2002. A short break, listeners, and we'll be back with more here on Monday Sports Roundup, 101.5 FM. Listeners, welcome back to a Monday Sports Roundup here on 101.5 FM. And just continuing with the golf theme, closer to home, I'm sure all of those down at the Caboolture Golf Club this morning are enjoying their Masters breakfast that started at 7 a.m. and they're just about due in 20 minutes to play 18 holes of golf. So it should be a wonderful day down there at Caboolture Golf Club. And a free junior school holiday clinic at the Woodford Golf Club this Thursday between 9 and 10 for all juniors who are interested. And just a little bit more on golf, a 6-year-old Sunshine Coast golfer has been selected to compete in the US Kids Golf Canadian Invitation in July after receiving a call-up for a select group of young golfers. That's right, 6 years of age, the Year 2 student who attends school in Beringa has been building a reputation well beyond his years. And at 6 years of age, he's already topped his age group in a Coast tournament. His best score to date, wait for this, 43 over 9 holes, is considered exceptional for his age group. So well done there to young Albie Waden from Pelican Waters. In surfing at Bells Beach, well, Gabrielle Ryan from the US defeated reigning world champion Aussie Molly Picklum in the final of the women's event to claim her first ever bell. And in the men's, Miguel Pupo defeated fellow Brazilian Diego Dora. And they're off to Margaret River next weekend in Western Australia. In rugby league, NRL round 6 will be upset. The Bulldogs defeated the Panthers. Matt Burton, 6 goals. Cracker of a game on Friday night. The Queensland Cowboys, 35, defeated the Broncos, 31. 31 all before a try to the Cowboys. Lukey in the 77th minute. A lot of confusing calls there with disruptors. I'm sure they'll be sorted out. The Titans, they hammered the Eels yesterday in Sydney, 52-10. Jaden Campbell, 2 tries and 8 goals. This week, the Cowboys will take on the Sea Eagles in Townsville on Thursday night. Friday, the Dolphins and Panthers in Darwin. Saturday, the Warriors. They'll take on the Titans over in New Zealand. And the West Tigers will take on the Broncos at Campbelltown. In the Sunshine Coast, Gympie Rugby League. And it was an interesting result there. Coolum 4, that's right, 4, defeated Stanley River nil. 2 penalty goals to Bryce Cartwright saw Coolum get the points. Caboolture had the bye. And in the Queensland Rugby League, the junior grand finals were played on grand finals on Saturday. Burley Bears won the under-17 women's. In the Cyril Connell Cup, the Seagulls defeated Norths. And in the under-19 women, Tigers defeated Logan. Queensland Cup, the Falcons defeated the Dolphins 18-12 at Sunshine Coast. Falcons now second on the ladder. And in the Melbourne Inga Cup, the Dolphins defeated the Falcons. Dolphins third on the ladder, 1 round to go. In the AFL, the Gather Round in Adelaide, round 5 over the weekend. The Brisbane Lions defeated North Melbourne in wet and windy conditions. And Gold Coast, they lost to Sydney 100-68. Suns are fifth on the ladder, Lions sixth, both on 12 points. Next Saturday, the Suns will take on Essendon at home. And on Sunday, the Lions will take on Melbourne at the MCG. In the QAFL, round 1 on the weekend, Noosa lost to Broadbeach. Maroochydore defeated Wilston Gorge. Aaron Wilson, 5 goals from Maroochydore. And in the women, Cooperoo defeated Moreton Bay. In the Division 1 QFA, Caloundra, the local derby, defeated Moreton Bay, 67. Dave Stewart, 4 goals for Caloundra. Thomas Watson, 2 goals and 4 behinds for Moreton Bay. Listeners, that brings us to the end of Monday Sports Roundup here on 101.5 FM. Have a great week. Look forward to your company again next Monday. Plenty of sport in between.